圣经，来明白主的道理。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will commence our afternoon service and study of the Word of God.
我们今天下午从希伯来书来谈更美的新约。
In this afternoon, I'm going to share with you a better new covenant from the book of Hebrews.
我们今天如果读经进度是读第九章。
This past week we have studied Hebrews chapter 9.
从明天开始是读第十章。
Or today is Hebrews 9. Beginning tomorrow we will start Hebrews chapter 10.
小弟今天下午呢用第八章呢我们昨天读过的经文呢来跟大家查考这个主耶稣里更美的新约。
And yesterday we had studied Hebrews chapter 8, subject of a better new covenant, and I'll use Hebrews 8 for our mutual encouragement.
我们看先看第八章的第六节。
Let's please turn to Hebrews chapter 8, verse
6. 第六节说，如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保。这约，希伯来书，这约原是凭更美之应许立的。
Hebrews 8 verse 6, but now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises.
第七节说,
verse 7,
那全约若没有瑕疵, 就无处寻求后的了。
Verse 7, for if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second.
那这个就是这第八章他的主要的关键经文就是旧的前一个约是有瑕疵。
And it is so these are the key verses of Hebrews chapter 8. And the key verse in verse 7 is that the first covenant had fault.
那所以呢，就因为有瑕疵，所以需要寻求一个新的、更美的。
And because it was imperfect. A second covenant had to be drawn.
那这个更美的约呢，其实是凭着更美的应许立的。
And this new and better covenant includes a new and better promise. Establishes a better promise.
对，就是因着有更美的应许，才有这个新的约的。
There is a better promise, therefore a better covenant.
所以在第八章里面呢，他就要强调。在主里的新约是怎么一回事
？So this is this chapter discusses what is entailed in this new covenant.
因为我们早上提到这个救恩是耶稣亲自设立的。
In the morning we learned that God had established the first covenant.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ has established the first covenant.
那所以呢，你看这个这么大救恩呢？其实上是神的计划。
And the greatest promise of all is this promise of everlasting life, and it is the greatest promise that has been given to us.
那主耶稣基督他来到世间他担任了不同角色。
And when he came to this world, he had came from multiple different angles.
那在希伯来书里面强调主耶稣基督是大祭司这个角色。
In Hebrews, the covenant that was discussed was from the perspective of a high priest.
就是说，主耶稣基督他是要来救我们人类的。
It is to say that Jesus Christ is to come to this world to save humanity.
因为我们每个人都有肉体。
Because we are all in the flesh.
所以他就要成为肉体来进入人间呢。
So in order to come to this world.Where we are all in the flesh, he will too come to this world in the flesh.
所以第二章的第十三节。
So in verse, in chapter Hebrews chapter 2, verse 13.
第十三节这里第二句话，
Second half.
又说，看哪，我与神所给我的儿女。
And again, here am I and the children with, children whom God has given me.
那这个是以赛亚书里面的以赛亚书里面的应许的预言呢。
And this is actually a prophecy from the book of Isaiah.
那这个我与神所给我的儿女，这个我这个角色就是基督在讲话的。
And this I in here am I is Jesus Christ himself.
那所以他现在说第十四节，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也要照样亲自成了血肉之体。
In verse 14, inasmuch as Then, as the children has partaken in flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same.
好，然后之后呢？他在这个肉体里面，他要借着死来败坏掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
That through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is the devil.
第十五节说，还要释放那些一生因为怕死而为奴仆的人。
And release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
所以主耶稣基督他在肉身显现之后，他肉体受尽人间最极致的刑罚苦楚。
So because Jesus Christ came to this world in the flesh, he too left this world suffering in the utmost pain in the flesh.
我们早上提到主耶稣出生的时候就很特别了。
We all know that Jesus Christ's birth was very special in itself.
他出生，那个王就要追杀他，因为他是出生来当王的。
Because he was born and entered this world to be king, and the existing king went after him.
但是他当王是当属灵国度的王，不是地上的国度的王。
But we must be clear, him being king was to be king, a spiritual king, not a king in this world.
可是当时候的西律王他不了解，他不懂圣经。
But the then king did not understand this.
所以就要追杀他。
Therefore, he felt threatened and wanted to go after
Jesus. 因为那个时候天使啊，就跟这个约瑟通知说，赶快去埃及。躲避这个灾难。
So angels sent by God front ran this and told Joseph to go to Egypt to escape this threat.
那主耶稣在成长的过程里面，其实在还没有在出生之前，这个天使就跟玛利亚先预告了，他说他生下这个儿子，他将来一生是要怎样过的。
And angels prior to Jesus' birth told Mary forecasted Jesus' entire life.
他这个儿子将来会为了人类的罪牺牲。
And one thing that they mentioned to her was that he, Jesus Christ, would eventually die for humanity.
然后呢，他自己的心这个玛利亚的心要被刀刺透。
And this pierced her heart.
这个是这个当时候玛利亚她不了解为什么会这样讲的。
So at the time she did not understand nor comprehend why angels would tell her such a thing.
那表示说，其实当时候主耶稣他一生下来就已经在预告他是怎么样死的。
So even before he was born, angels told Mary how he was going to die.
那主耶稣的死亡呢，真的是也是空前绝后的了。就是唯一的了，没有人受这样的苦了。
And also his death in itself was special. It was unique.
因为我们在看到圣经里面所提到的记载，主耶稣他走上被钉十字架路程，这整个经过真的是非常的不人道的。
We can all recall the last few hours of Jesus' life. It is something unfathomable.
就是就算那个跟他一起钉十字架那个强盗都没有经过主耶稣这样的苦。
Not even the robbers that were crucified with Jesus suffered as much as Jesus himself.
你看当时候主耶稣被抓要被钉十字架以前，他是经过这么一个长时间的被羞辱、被审判、被鞭打。
Even before he was crucified, Jesus suffered immensely. He was beaten, he was spat on, and he was whipped.
他头上被戴了那个荆棘冠冕。
A crown of thorns was placed upon his head.
当时候那个强盗没有啊。
But the robbers, even though they were crucified, they did not suffer the same.
那个强盗就是这样子好好的被钉十字架，没有被鞭打，没有被羞辱的。
They were not beaten, they were not spat on.
头上没有那个荆棘冠冕的。
They did not have a crown of thorns.
那个荆棘很事实上是很长、很硬的荆棘。
These thorns were extremely hard and thick.
那个荆棘冠冕一戴在头上一定是血流满面的。
And upon placing it on Jesus's head, he must have bled profusely.
那个荆棘那个刺其实是可以 要人的命的，就是会让人死亡的，刺到那个刺就死了的。
And these thorns are meant to kill.
所以主耶稣他整个身体外体的形象真的是完全血肉模糊的。
And And his outer appearance was morbid.
有时候我们不能够去想象说，当时候主耶稣被鞭打，然后被带荆棘冠冕的时候，他被钉十字架的整个场面是多恐怖。
You can only imagine how he looked after being beaten and whipped and put on a crown of thorns.
然后那个被钉十字架之后，他在那个当十字架把他立起来的时候，那一刹那哈，我想应该我们没有人可以能够承受的。
And being lifted upon the cross after being having our limbs nailed to it, I highly doubt any of us can ever imagine.
所以他还没有，他都还刚婴孩出生的时候，那个玛利亚就已经被告知说，你以后你的这个儿子是要怎样死的。
So this is how Jesus died, and even before he was born, angels had described how he was going to die.
我们现在看路加福音第二章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2.
路加福音第二章
Luke chapter 2
第三十四节三十五节
Chapter 2 verses 34 and 35
西面给他们祝福对孩子的 母亲玛利亚说这孩子被立是要叫以色列人中许多人跌倒许多人兴起不要做毁谤的画饼叫许多人心里的意念显露出来你自己的心也要被刀刺透
Verse 34 then SimeonBlessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. 35. Yes, a sword will be placed, will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
这个孩子其实就是神的救恩呢。
And this child is actually God's promise.
Salvation.第三十节 因为西面他这里说我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩了
Because at the end of the verse it says I have seen
三十节
At the end of 30 it says Simeon said for my eyes have seen your salvation
这个救恩就是耶稣基督这个婴孩在他眼前
Salvation or Christ represents salvation
所以你看他说这个孩子将来要叫许多人跌倒许多人兴起
That this child is destined for fall and rising of many in Israel.
做毁谤的画饼
And for sign of which will be spoken against.
叫很多人心的意念显露出来
So that the thoughts of many hearts shall be revealed.
所以主耶稣的话真的是带有权柄像一把刀会刺进人的心里
So Jesus Christ himself came with almighty authority that one fell swoop he can change the world.
但是你看玛利亚她知道自己的心要被刀刺透
But Mary, she realized that her heart was was also going to be pierced.
不是，这是那个西面预言的啦。
Simeon had told her that her heart shall too be pierced.
就是因为他要亲眼看到他所爱的这个儿子怎么样被凌辱，最后是怎样被钉十字架死的。
That she will see for her very own eyes and personally witness the death of her unborn child.
你看，今天我们哪一个做母亲的看到自己的孩子在受苦的时候，我们心不会哭泣啊？
For any mother or parent sitting here today, can you even bear to stand watching your child suffer?
你看，这个时候就已经在预告说，主耶稣是怎样要为人的罪受苦，然后死亡。
Even before he was born, Mary was already told how her child, then unborn child, was going to suffer and die.
哦，所以主耶稣基督哈，他的出现，他的这个整个人生呢，都非常特殊，全世界独一无二的。
So Jesus' entire life was very special, very unique. There is no other man on earth who shares the same story.
在这么样苦当中哦，他还为那个钉他十字架祷告。
And despite all this, and despite his very last moments in death, he still thought of the robbers and prayed for them.
他为那钉十字架的人哦，求天父能够赦免他们，因为他们不知道在做什么。
He even asked those who persecuted him.Who murdered him, who hung him on the cross, he prayed for them also so that God can forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
这个叫做爱心呢。
This is, 这个, is the epitome of love.
这个爱是远超过我们所能够想象的。
This is something that is beyond our imagination.
真的，今天如果我们看到一只我们不喜欢的动物，我们就把它一脚就把它踩死。
I'm sure if we see a bug that we dislike, we will stomp it to death.
墙上如果有一只蜘蛛。
If there's a spider on the wall,
孩子在那边嗷嗷大叫的时候，我们一掌过去就把他打死了。
If your child is afraid of a spider on the wall, you will without thinking, smash it.
你还不会为他说，哇，哎呀，怎么这么可怜呢？把他抓起来，放到外面去，不会，吓了我的孩子，我再把你打死。
Not many of us here would still have mercy on the spider because you had frightened my child.
但是神对这些人哦，这些定主耶稣的人，他那个主耶稣本身所表现出的爱真的是太伟大了。
But God, through Jesus Christ Himself, despite being His tormentors, He still forgave them.
还爱他，求神赦免。
He not only forgave them, He loved them and asked for their mercy.
然后主耶稣在被钉死下这么痛苦当中，他还会记住那个旁边那个强盗讲了一句很关键的话，主耶稣都听到了，然后跟他说：“今天今晚今天你就跟我在乐园里面。”
And even at this time of death, and for those crucified next to him for doing wrong, he too expressed his love by saying, "You shall spend your time in eternity with me." So this is what makes Jesus special.
他有血肉之体在人间跟我们这样子走过这个最极端的这个苦楚。
We can relate to him and he can relate to us because he came to this world in the flesh.
他成为完全的，他是完全的 perfect.
But he is special because he is perfect.
所以你看，借着死亡，他胜过了魔鬼。
And through death, he overcame death itself.
他释放了那些怕死亡的人呢。
He overcame death in that he overcame the fear of death for all.
有时候有些人怕死，当奴仆就是因为怕死。
There are those who suffer out there and become slaves because they are afraid to die.
你看，今天我们如果怕死，很多时候我们就会妥协了。If
we are afraid to die, then we let our guard down.
对不对？人家拿刀抵着你的脖子啊，你如果你要么做，不然就没命。很多时候人就会选择啊，还是活着好了。If
a gun was put to your head at the end, many of us would still succumb and adhere.
所以现在有主耶稣来以后，他说把我们从这个恐惧死亡的当中把他救出来，释放。But
God through Jesus Christ overcame all this, and He succeeded.
因为主耶稣基督啊，他都走过这个肉体的苦。Because
Jesus Christ, He walked through this valley of death.
哦，所以希伯来书第二章的第18节就说他自己凡事 都被试探受苦，但是他就能够体恤，也能够帮助那些被试探的人呢。In
Hebrews chapter 8 or chapter 2 verse 18, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted.
他本身就是一个很特殊、很特别的，在从旧约看来一直在预告的这样一个受膏者。He
himself is very special, so special that long before he ever came to this world, he was
prophesied.
He is the high priest in all those who are suffering. He can understand our
suffering.
He is able to place us before the throne of God directly so that we can reconcile with God.
他是做先锋的，他走在前面，我们跟着他就能够走到神的宝座前。
He is on the forefront, and on the final frontier where we can then follow behind his on his foot.
所以从第五章开始就一直在强调主耶稣是大祭司的角色。
Long before he was born, he was it was prophesied that a high priest was to come and this would be him.
第五章，从第五章，希伯来书第五章啊。From
Hebrews chapter 5, it mentioned that he would be the high priest.
哦，这个就是特殊的，不是按照人间的系统所当大祭司的角色，而是神特别指定的。This
is a special, a very unique high priest established by God, not just your everyday priest.
那第七章就提到他是按麦基洗德等次，就是这个是君尊的祭司的这个等次啊来。 当大祭司的第七章，麦基洗德，就是按照麦基洗德等次当大祭司的。
So in verse 7, or chapter 7, verse 1, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Mount, Most High God, who met Abraham.
主耶稣是按照这个像这样一个麦基洗德是当王的这个人，又是当祭司，他来当我们人跟神之间最重要的中保。
He was going to be the highest of them all, higher than this king.
好，然后之后呢，我们现在看来看第八章。
So let's jump to chapter 8.
第八章，第一节，
verse 1.
我们所讲的是，其中第一要紧的就是我们有这样的大祭司，已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边。Now
this is the main point of the things we are saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in the heavens.
第二节说，在圣所就是真帐幕里做执事。 这帐幕是主所知的，不是人所知的。A
minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected, and not man.
第一节在于说，我们所讲的这些事情，这个有关救恩的事，然后第一要紧的就是，我们有一个特殊的大祭司在。So
in all that is discussed here, the first and primary point that was made was we have a high priest.
你看，在旧约时代，摩西五经。 百姓当时最要紧的就是要有关律法的事情。And
in the five books of Moses, the key point was that was regarding the law.
就是在旧约时代里面最重要的一件事情就是要记住神的律法。In
the Old Testament, the greatest teaching of all was to obey the law.
因为那这个神的律法当时候是从圣所，就是从会幕、从圣殿里面出来的。And
this law was came out from the tabernacle.
因为那个石板，神的诫命是放在至圣所里面约柜里。Because
the law were the Ten Commandments, and they were written on stone, and it was stored in the tabernacle.
所以他整个旧约的第一要紧的事情就是神的这个律法，以及神的这个会幕，这个圣殿。So
the most important things were not only were the law and the tabernacle for which it.
那祭司，这个就是时间到了，老了就换人了，所以祭司是一直换的。And
however, priests came would come and go, and
祭司从三十岁到五十岁嘛。
Priests usually serve as priests between 30 to 50 years old.
就从这个职位上退下来，就新的人就继上去。
Then after that, they live out the rest of their lives and make room for a new priest.
但是律法都不会变的。The
law never changes.
所以就会第一要紧的就是这个律法跟圣所。Therefore,
the most important things that would never break would be the law and the tabernacle.
但是现在，在主耶稣来了以后，第一要紧的就是我们要了解这位基督耶稣就是大祭司。But
now we are living in the New Testament. And the concept we must grasp is that the most important thing is we now have a high priest.
他现在坐在天上至大者宝座右边了。He
sits at the right hand of the throne of God.
所以你看主耶稣他大祭司这个角色是等到他被钉十字架死而复活升天之后，他就坐在这个至大者就是天父真神这个。
So Jesus Christ in the flesh died for us, and he overcame death, and was raised, and in heaven now sits on the right hand of God.
所以现在主耶稣升天之后，我们就一直认定他就是我们的大祭司。So
as soon as he resurrected on the third day, we recognize him as our high priest.
升天之后。
Oh, after he resurrected, we now recognize him as our high priest.
主耶稣在地上的时候，他一直成为一个儿子的角色，神的儿子。
And when he was on earth, prior to his death, we recognize him as the Son of God.
神的儿子为我们人的罪牺牲了，他是那个羔羊，流血的羔羊。
Not only as the Son of God, but the sacrificial lamb, who in whom we he died for us.
等到他升天之后，
and so not until he was resurrected.
他就坐在天父的右边，
he then sat on the right hand of God.
那就是当大祭司。
And served as a high priest.
替我们祷告的,
who, in essence, would pray on our behalf.
And intercede for us. 当我们人跟神之间的中保了
serve as the mediator between man and God.
所以他这个大祭司的角色现在一直存在。
So this high priest, this role and position of the high priest will forever remain.
他现在在这个天上的圣所，所以第二节说，在圣所就是这个真帐幕里面做执事，在做也是在服侍我们的。
He is the minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord erected.
这个天上的真帐幕，这个就是天上的耶路撒冷。
So this true tabernacle is essentially Jerusalem, the
new
Jerusalem.
这个在我们将来要进去的那个神的国度，永恒的国度。
It is a place we all long for. This is where we shall receive our salvation.
这个帐幕不是人所不是人所所知的，是神亲自自己设立，主自己所设的。
This is not something built by man. Rather, it was erected by God Himself.
哦，所以现在主耶稣基督他大祭司哈，他现在是坐在天上，父的右边。
Jesus Christ as the high priest sits on the right hand of God.
然后第三节哈。
Verse 3.
他现在讲说，这个大祭司通常在地上的祭司啊，他都要献祭、献礼物给神。
The priests, on earth, the fleshly priests, they would often have to offer sacrifices.
第三节说，凡大祭司都是为献礼物和祭物设立的，所以这位大祭司也必须有所献的。
Verse 3. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it is necessary that this one also have something to offer.
这个大祭司他献什么？
So what is this high priest?
因为大祭司如果要执行工作的时候，他还是要先为自己的罪赎罪嘛，他要先献这个祭物，是公牛、公羊，然后为自己赎罪之后，然后才为百姓赎罪，才执行他的职务。
So these priests must first ask for forgiveness and must be cleansed themselves before they can a sacrifice on the behalf of the people.
那现在主耶稣当大祭司，他献什么呢？他也是要有所献呢。
Jesus Christ must also sacrifice.
他献的是他自己，他献上他自己的。
The answer is he sacrificed himself.
所以主耶稣其实是那个祭物，把自己呈在天父面前，然后为所有的人赎罪。
He used his own body and his own blood and died for us. So he was the ultimate sacrifice.
哦，所以他献上的是生命。
He sacrificed his life.
他现在是在神的真帐幕里面做服事。
He is now
做仆人，做 minister.
He is a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle.
哦，所以你看主耶稣是在服事我们的。
So if you think about it, Jesus Christ is still laboring.
我们今天有任何的错误啊，其实都需要主耶稣来帮助我们的。
He is serving us today.
所以
anytime we need him for forgiveness.
这是为什么说我们今天如果认识主以后，我们生活一定会谨慎，我们一定会保持圣洁。
So that is why when we become Christians and children of God, we must live a righteous life and stay pure.
当我们犯罪，我们一定就需要主耶稣来为我们服事。
Because when we sin against God, Jesus Christ must work again.
他这个祭物要流血，他要在神面前祈求赦免，让我们一直能够维持这个神儿子被称义的这个身份。
He as the high priest, as the minister of the sanctuary, must then again sacrifice himself for the forgiveness of our wrongdoing.
哦，所以我们爱主人呢，我们就会考虑到主耶稣，不要让他受苦，不要让他再一次的为了我们去经历那些我们都不能够经历的苦了。
Therefore, as Christians, we are constantly on heightened alert, and remind ourselves to not let Jesus suffer, over and over again.
所以我们感受他的爱的时候，我们就爱他，爱他就是遵守他的命令。
And how do we love him?We love him by obeying him.
那就让我们自己跟这个世界有所分别，能够保持圣洁。
And that is how we sanctify ourselves in this world, and keep ourselves pure.
那这样主耶稣就不必要再为我们受苦。
If we can accomplish this, then we will minimize the amount of suffering that Jesus has to continue to make.
八章第四节说，他坐在地上就不得为祭司，因为已经有照律法献礼物的祭司了。
In Hebrews chapter 8 verse 4, for if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are priests who offer the gifts according to the law.
哦，因为如果当祭司，就是亚伦的后代，是利未支派的。
And these priests were all Levites, and they were the descendants of Aaron.
但是主耶稣按照这个家谱来说，他是犹大支派，是不得为祭司的。
But Jesus Christ is actually from the line of Judah, and he is not to be a priest.
但是因为他是在天上，这个是按麦基洗德等次的，所以他就是啊，他是现在的大祭司在天上啊。
But he, however, resides in heaven, as the high priest.
第五节，他们供奉的是本是天上事的形状和影像，正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候，蒙神警戒他说：“你要谨慎。”做各样的物件都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
Chapter 8 verse 5, who served the copy and shadow of the heavenly things as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
这个就是在出埃及记的时候，你看神特别跟摩西交吩咐哦，你现在在设立会幕里面的一些物品，每一件事情都要照我所指示的，不可以自己有想法。
So this is this verse references Exodus, chapter 25, where God instructed Moses to follow each and every direction.
那现在在地上的这些会幕的事情，是天上圣所的一个影像而已。
So these things on earth are only for symbolic purposes.
啊，那真正的那个圣所是天上属灵的。
The true tabernacle is a heavenly one.
现在主耶稣在这个天上的圣所真帐幕里面当执事，当大祭司。
And in this heavenly tabernacle, Jesus Christ serves as its minister, as its high priest.
他的每一个动作都是按照天父的指示，都是按照神的旨意的。
Each and every one of his actions, complies with the will of God.
所以主耶稣这个职分哦，这个职任是更美的，没有瑕疵的。
So that is why he is pure. He is perfect.
哦，所以你看主耶稣他在地上在传福音的时候，他就已经表现出这样一个模范，什么事情他要祷告求问神。
So take it to another level. If you Jesus Christ on earth, he was already setting for himself an example by consulting God each and every day.
他的讲的话，他做的事，他什么时候做什么事，都是按照天父的指示。
Everything he had spoken.Everything he was about to do, he consulted with God.
哦，所以主耶稣基督呢，他是一个忠心的仆人，忠心的 faithful.
So Jesus Christ was a faithful servant.
就像摩西在神的家尽忠一样，主耶稣在这个神的国度里面做这个大祭司的角色，完全尽。
Just like Moses in the tabernacle of God, he was faithful at that time, and Jesus Christ too.Remains faithful.
主耶稣的工作比摩西更美。
But Jesus' work is far more beautiful.
第八章第六节说，如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保，这约是凭更美之应许所立的。
In chapter 8 verse 6, but now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises.
中保是站在神跟人之间的那个中间人嘛。
So a mediator is one who stands in between two parties.
你看，在旧约时代，摩西就是这样中保。摩西就是。
At the time of the Old Testament, Moses served as the mediator between God and the Israelites.
你看，当初如果不是摩西为百姓代求，这个百姓早就已经死掉了。
If it weren't for Moses praying on behalf of the people, they would have long been destroyed.
啊，所以你看，现在主耶稣基督哦，他所担任的角色也是。在神面前为我们的人的软弱人的罪孽祈求天父赦免然后怜悯我们。
So Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, served as our mediator and asked God to forgive us lest we be destroyed as well.
那这里特别提到说是凭更美的应许立的。
So in chapter 8 verse 6 describes he is a mediator of a better covenant established on a better promise.
主耶稣基督他按照神的计划来到人间了。
Jesus Christ, according to the will of God, came to this world.
那这当中，主耶稣来到也是神给人的应许，给人恩典的应许。
Now, him coming to this world was actually a promise made by God to man.
所以更美的应许其实就是你跟律法比起来、哦、律法你要得福气是要你要去做、哦啊、你如果犯罪要被刑罚是你去做了才算有实际的行动。
Now, this new covenant is far more beautiful than the old covenant because with the old covenant, in order to receive blessing, you must, you must have action.
哦，那当时候在耶利米先知的时代啊，就预言神有一个应许更美。
But in the time of the prophet Jeremiah, he had said God had a better promise.
第耶利米书三十一章的第三十一节。
In Jeremiah chapter 31, verse
31. 三十一章三十一节。
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31.
这当时候是个应许，他们当时候还没有还看不到的。
This at that time was just a new covenant. It was something that had not been proven.
三十一节，因为神说日子将到，我要跟以色列家跟犹大家另立一个新约。
31. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
啊，这个约跟以前他们祖宗神跟他们立的约是不一样的。
And this new covenant is different from the old covenant that Jesus or God made with the Israelites.
三十三节，神说。
Verse 33.
那些日子以后，我要以色列家所立的约，乃是这样，将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们的心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
But this is the verse 33. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
你看这一段应许，这一段耶利米的应许，就是在希伯来书第八章的第十节原原本本的讲一次。
Now this covenant right here, is directly repeated in the book of Hebrews.
哦，从第八节开始哈。
In chapter Hebrews chapter 8 verse 8.
那这个就是耶利米书三十一章的第三十一节嘛啊。
Beginning with chapter 8, verse 8, this is a repeat of what Jeremiah had promised.
好，然后你看，一直从希伯来书第八章从八节一直到第十二节。
So it continues from Hebrews 8 to verse 12. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 8 to verse 12.
这个就是在耶利米书里面他所讲的这个预言，这个应许。
And this is the promise, the covenant that was discussed by Jeremiah.
现在
in chapter 31,
因着这个应许，现在实现在耶稣身上，就要成为一个立一个新的约了。
Because this is a new promise, it shall be entered into a new covenant.
那这个约是更好，好在哪里
？Now this new covenant is a better covenant. How so?
这个约哈、哦、被强调，因为希伯来书八章从第十节到第十二节这一段、哦、第二个段落在希伯来书第十章又讲一次再重复一次
Now part of Hebrews chapter 8 verse 10 is again repeated in Hebrews chapter 10、
哦、那 就会看到说这一段应许它 在耶稣身上实现之后就变得很关键这个叫做更美这个叫做以前的人不明白，现在我们看得很清楚了。
This is basically something that at the time in Jeremiah we could not comprehend or imagine, but now that we see it, now that we experience it, it is beautiful, it is perfect. That is why in retrospect it is better.
现在这个约呢，是要把神的律法、神的话写在我们的心上。
This new covenant will be written in our minds and on our hearts.
你看旧的约为什么会有瑕疵？瑕疵是在哪里、啊、
？So why is there fault?
因为
in the first covenant,
律法本来也是属灵的，是神亲口讲的啊。
Well, the law itself is spiritual. It came from God Himself, didn't it?、
啊、在希伯来书也提到说是透过天使的话这样子传达下来的。
It was through angels that the word of God was put on these stones.
但是我们看旧约历史，我们就发现一个事实。律法写在那里写得很清楚，很明白嘛，很严厉啊。
But if you throughout the entire Old Testament, it was stated very clearly, you must obey the law. It's written there.
问题是，是啊，是写得很清楚啊，但是人就是没有力量去做出来啊。
But yes, even though it was written there, what the problem lies is on man itself.
虽然
unable to follow.
那个祝福咒诅也讲得很清楚，哦，就是。讲得很明白，没有人可以说我、哦、不知道。 都写的一条一条写清楚了。
Now, the judge here can easily say, the law is clearly written there. So you have no reason.
我们也知道说，哦，如果遵行的话，我就得哪种福气。我如果不遵行的时候，有什么样的咒诅？
There are consequences, both good and bad, of whether you follow the law or you, disobey it.
但是问题就是，人虽然知道，但是对不起，就是没有力量做出来。
But the fault here lies in man, where man is fallible. They are unable to follow this at times.
你如果不听神的话，最后就被咒诅，你就会遇到灾难，然后被掳，国家被灭，百姓还是听还是照样行恶，最后真的是被灭。
Even though they were told that if you disobey the law, you shall be destroyed, you shall be punished in this way or that way, yet they still carry on disobeying the law.
这个就是在旧约里面的瑕疵。
This is why this first covenant.
这是从我们人的内心里面，我们没有力量去遵行神的话语。
Because it was imperfect, because there was no control over how man can obey this.
这个瑕疵要怎么解决？
So how do you resolve this?
现在主耶稣来了，就要让我们解决这个问题，要给我们立一个新的约。
The answer is Jesus Christ Himself.
他现在来了，要把这个瑕疵解决，就是要赐给我们力量。
He came to this world to address this and make a better covenant.
所以现在主耶稣他要跟他的信徒，就是选民，立一个新约。
So and from there establish a new and better covenant.
这个新的约是跟旧约跟那时候神跟以色列民立约不一样的方式不一样的。
This new covenant is to be written differently from how it was done in the Old Testament.
因为过去的人哦，那个心里没有力量，他们没有办法恒心守神的约了。
Because
暂时可以，但是没有办法永远。
Because back then, with the Old Covenant, people were able to obey the law, yet they were able to break the law, but never anything consistent.
这个新的约，它的美在何处展现呢？
So what is so special about this new covenant?
我们看回来希伯来书八章的第十节。
Take a look at Hebrews chapter 8 verse 10.
他说，我与以色列家所立的约是这样子，我要把我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Says the Lord, I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. I will be their God and they shall be my people.
就是说，你看这里神他说把律法放在我们的心上。
Here it says, it reads that God will put the law on their hearts.
就是他现在当律法放在我们的心上的时候，其实表示说我们要用心去体会他的。
By writing the law on their hearts, it means that we will follow and obey through our own
从心里愿意来顺服的
through our own feelings, through our heart.
你黑纸白字写在那个石板上的时候
when you have words written on
我们用眼睛去看它了
you can read it.
有时候看是看的，但是没有看见的
You can read it, but you may not.
可能不明白，看见可能也不明白嘛。
You may read it and you may not understand it.
但是当这个律法写在我们心上的时候
，But when these laws are written on our hearts,
就是我们生活的一部分，我们生命的当
一部分。It becomes a part of us. It becomes a part of our body, part of our lives.
就是很自然的，我们就是会这样做。
We will naturally want to follow our hearts.
我们就会愿意从心里面去顺服神。
We will naturally want to follow what has been written.
你看，有时候我们人有心的时候，我们就有力量。
And that is through because we have strength in our hearts.
我们有心。
If you have heart,
我们就能够做出来。
Then you have the strength to carry out.
所以你看，有时候你看那个学生灵会的时候，我们昨天刚刚结束那个学生灵会啊。
For example, the student spiritual convocation that was just concluded yesterday.
学生有时候在家里面哦，暑假期间那个生活都很松嘛哈，睡觉可能睡到十点、十一点呢。
Oftentimes during the summer, during summer break.Life for students is
very carefree.
They have the utmost freedom.
但是等到学生年会去，他只要有心哦，哇，他这个什么再怎么样紧凑的课程，他们都可以完成。
But because they have the heart to do this, they attend the student convocation and are able to carry out all the duties and the and the schedule that was placed before
him. 在家里面，有时候我们孩子洗澡，一洗就半个小时，拖拖拉拉的，不知道在做什么。
Sometimes our own children at home, they may drag their feet when it comes to daily living.
洗澡的时候照个镜子，一照就二十分钟，哇！
Sometimes,
看看自己哪里有瑕疵，然后把它弄。
Sometimes some children may see themselves in the mirror and standing there for 20 minutes.
很自然的，可能洗一个澡出来，一个小时过了。
Just to, for the simple task of bathing, can take up to an hour.
到时间因为去洗澡时间全部只有七分钟。
But at the student convocation, you are given no more than 7 minutes to be done with
your bath. 很挤的一个空间。
You have a very small window.
真的冲水的只有三分钟而已。
A small window to clean yourself.
他们每个人也都可以做出来的。
But each and every one of these students was able to adhere to this.
因为他们有心。
Because they have
the heart to do so. 他们就可以改变，他们就有力量。
They had the heart to do so, and therefore the strength to carry it out.
很多好像没有办法克服的障碍了。
They had the strength to carry out things that they would otherwise have weakness.
当然，这个当中是要不断的祷告的。
And you get the strength through prayer.
所以，在这个他们之所以律法放在心上，能够成为他们生活的一部分，是因为有神的帮助在当中。
But so because what is special about this new covenant is that the law has been written on their hearts.
哦，所以
and God then lives in their hearts.
圣灵要帮助。加给我们力量。
The Holy Spirit, through God, gives them strength.
所以你看主耶稣他现在完成这个工作以后他把自己献上。
So that is why after Jesus Christ came to this world and fulfilled the law,
回到天上去坐在天父的右边。
Resurrected and sat and sits on the right hand of God.
第一件事情先把圣灵降下来。
The first thing he did was to grant this precious Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵一浇灌以后那个信徒马上得到力量。
So that as soon as the Holy Spirit descended on the on the people, they received immediate strength.
所以你看那个得圣灵之后，他们就明白道理。
They received clarity. They fully understood the word of God.
就有力量去见证传福音了。
They had the strength and the hope and the faith to carry forward spreading the gospel.
以前主耶稣讲过的话他们不太记得，圣灵一来通通 记住了，想起来了，主耶稣讲就这个意思。
When Jesus was here, they may have forgotten his teachings, but as soon as the Holy Spirit arrived and lived within their hearts, it all came back again.
神的话现在是放在他们的心上的。
So the word of God has been imprinted and etched into their hearts.
这就变成他们生活的一部分，很自然的。
It has become part of them, their lives.
不会觉得是一个束缚，不会是一个约束了，就是神的话要求不会是一个束缚了，不是一个 limit， 不是要限制你要做这种 restriction。
These words of God etched in our hearts is not to bind us or limit us。
哦，是事实上是要让我们真的得自由。
It is to give us true freedom。
因为真理要让我们得自由。
Because the truth does indeed set us free。
所以你看，这就是新约。
So you can see this is the new covenant.
更美。
Far better.
从我们的心里面去做出来的。
Because it comes from within our hearts.
然后呢他说我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
And in chapter 8 verse 10, I will be their God and they shall be my people.
那表示现在我们人跟神之间有一个新的关系了。
This describes that we have a new relationship with God.
你看以前人跟神之间哦，那个关系像就像主人跟仆人这样子。
Before it was almost a master-slave type of relationship.
但是现在是父子。
But now it's father and son.
他是我要做他们的神，他们是我的子民，王跟神的百姓。
I am going to be their God, and they will be my people.
哦，所以你看，今天我们如果跟神的关系亲密啊，我们就觉得很幸福。
And for those who have this very deep and strong relationship with God, you understand this feeling.
就好像今天如果夫妻关系很好的时候，
just like for those of a very happily married couple,
你会觉得自己很幸福了。
You will have this utmost feeling.
但是如果你说夫妻关系不好，感情很淡薄，
but if there is trouble and relationships on the rocks, then you will become you will have discontent.
所以关系，你看这个人的关系，如果亲密，你就是很满足，你就是很好。
Having strong and intimate relationships with your fellow man is extremely satisfying.
这会应用在我们跟神的关系上面。
You can apply this same very same concept to our relationship with God.
所以当我们跟神关系很好的时候, 我们就觉得神很爱我。
And if you have this strong and intimate relationship with God, you will feel the utmost love and satisfaction.
人就觉得幸福了。
And you will experience true joy.
接下来看第十一节。
Now let's jump to
第十一节，他们不用个人教导自己的邻舍或者是自己的弟兄，说你该认识主，因为他们从最小的到最大的都必认识我。
None of them shall teach his neighbor, none his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them.
也就是说，其实每一个人对神的认识知识都很完美的。
So this is to say that everyone's understanding and relationship with God is complete.
非常整齐的，每个人都会认识神。
They may not be the same, but they are all complete.
没有那个所谓的愚昧的人都没有了，通通都是很聪明的。They
are all,
wise,
perfect.
都是很聪明的，很聪明。They
are all wise.
他们都知道神是怎么样多好的神。They
all understand, how perfect God is.
哦，所以你看，今天我们在跟随神的人，我们就有圣灵的恩膏在指导我们，圣灵的教导。
Because we have the Holy Spirit in our hearts today, it serves as our counselor and guides us through each and every one of our footsteps.
看约翰一书。
Let's take a look at 1 John.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
第27节。
Verse 27.
约翰一书二章三，二十七节。
1 John chapter 2 verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里, 便不用人教训你们。 是有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。But
the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and is just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
你看这个神的这个圣灵呢，要让我们对神的知识呢，都会很完美啊。
So this precious Holy Spirit enables us to have this wisdom to discern and to fully understand.
亲自教训我们，圣灵亲自教训我们。
Holy Spirit directly teaches us.
然后圣灵就跟我们同住。And
it abides in us.
这个就是你看到那时候，他说所有人都会认识神的。So
that is why in Hebrews, each and every one of them will know God.
然后到了第看回来第八章的第十二节说，我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆了。
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 12, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds, I will remember no more.
也就是说，神是完全赦免的。But
that so this is to say that Jesus will forgive all.
他赦免我们的罪孽。He
will forgive our trespasses.
我们每一个罪，其实主耶稣都有办法解决。Each
and every one of our wrongdoings. Can be addressed.
但是不要误会哦,
but do not confuse this.
当我们故意再去犯罪的时候, 这不一样了。
It is rather different if you purposely do wrong.
故意犯罪的时候, 就是把耶稣重钉十字架。
When you purposely do wrong, you purposely crucify Jesus again.
我们有时候有软弱, 我们在无意当中被过犯所胜了。
We humans are fallible, we are weak.
那我们无心的过错，主耶稣都会赦免我们，只要我们愿意悔改。
When we do wrong, without
无心的了，不小心的。
If you mistakenly do wrong, God will indeed or Jesus will indeed forgive.
故意犯的就不同。
But it is different if you intentionally do wrong.
第十章的26节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 26.
第十章二十六节，因为我们得知正道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。
Verse 26, for if we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice.
那时候就知道恐惧战惊等候审判跟烧灭众人的那个烈火。
Verse 27, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and a fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries.
但是当我们无心所犯的错，我们的罪孽，主耶稣会彻底给我们解决。
But if we do not willfully commit sin, then Jesus will be there for us.
哦，所以你看这个新的约哦，更好更美。
So this is why This new covenant is better.
新的来了以后，旧的就没有用了，就不用了。
When this new covenant is has arrived, the old one is no longer relevant.
所以你看，我们今天信仰的生活原则就是要以新约为主。
So our faith today and our belief today should be centered around this new covenant.
但是我们并没有因为新约来到以后，我们就把旧约整个就把它丢掉，没有。
But that is not to say that you throw away.
我们还是一样。看到旧约里面有关于主耶稣基督的影子，他的教导。
You see in the old covenant, the image and the examples laid forth by Jesus.
你看，有时候我们在看新约的时候，我们如果对照旧约看，我们就看出，哦，原来旧约哦，事实上是很重要的。我们看到去看旧约，就会明白新约讲的道理。
The two go hand in hand. You must see both to understand both.
所以我们新旧约圣经都要看。
So that is why both are relevant.
那我们今天在主耶稣基督里面，我们的生活实际上是更有力量的。
So in our lives today, because of this new covenant, our lives, we have much more strength in our lives.
我们要感谢主耶稣基督，他赐给我们这样一个美好的约，美好的应许。
We must be thankful and grateful, and let us thank God for.This new covenant.
让我们一起来祈求主帮助我们克服种种的困难。
We must let's all rely on Jesus Christ to overcome all our trials.
好好的守住这样一个更美的约。
And grasp and take a firm hold of this new covenant.
因为既然是约是双向的。
If a covenant is only possible because there are two parties.
就是说，主耶稣已经为我们。完成这一切了。
Jesus Christ has done his part.
现在要我们领受人愿意来持守。
And now we have received this new covenant, we too must do our part.
我们就必然得福。
And that is how we can complete this.
愿主耶稣帮助。
May God bless us.
一起来唱诗190。